time for praises. Anybody got one?
Well, last we had dinner Tuesday. It was Wednesday, but we had dinner Tuesday night, and their son came, and just he lives up in, I don't know, somewhere up north there off of I-10. It was a long trip, and he just loves it when he comes. It just makes her day special. And then yesterday, her granddaughter came to the house and visited and gave her. So she just had a special week, very special week. And I was happy to be a part of it.
All right. Who else? Praises. Lisa.
I'm fully staffed at Texas City. I'm no longer on nights.
Cool.
And Daryl let me clear out his side of the garage. My car is now in the garage, so they'll be protected.
There he is.
Shared his man cave with me.
So her praise is, she used to park her car in the garage. Sorry about that.
She'd been doing that a long
my
time.
My praise is, I got my garage laid down.
Well, there you go.
After working on mine,
I don't even want to start working on mine. It's a too big of a challenge for me.
Oh, by the way, I got another praise. I don't have to have surgery on my shoulder.
Well, that's good. Mm-hmm. That's good.
In fact, I was going to have to, and they met with an orthopedic specialist to know you're not going to have
all
surgery.
All right. Good. Who else? Praises. This is the part Jesus gets. So do not be shy. Nona, you're up.
Shana is here today.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, Jerry, what's your praise?
I had a better week at work.
A better week at work. Good.
I got some rest yesterday. I slept good yesterday.
Good. Daryl, what's your praise today?
I praise the Lord for flooding my shop with work.
Flooded your shop flooded?
With work.
With work. Okay, good.
Maybe I should have used the Lord.
Around here, you got to be careful with when you talk about flooding. Camilla, I think I know your praise, but you go ahead.
You can tell them if you want.
No, it's yours.
Well, my family's here from Alaska. This is my son and his wife, and there's two boys over there in Justin's class, and they got down here, and some of them had some viruses and stuff, and I didn't think I was ever going to get to see them. They finally got to my house. I was just praying, oh God, please don't let them have to go home before they get to see them.
Praise God.
You're welcome, guys.
Amen.
Praise the
welcome
Lord.
You
to
the Lord
would
be is good.
To come that far and then not get to see them.
Yeah.
Well, we're delighted that you get to see your family. That's awesome.
I'm happy to be here.
Good. Good. You better be.
Yeah. I'm actually really excited.
Good. Good. Sherry, what's your praise this morning?
I got another raise from my job. One of my jobs, and I'm to be here, and I hope I'm not praising God in advance, but Amy's supposed to be leaving Wednesday, so.
Well.
Who's Amy?
My granddaughter. She's going to go live with her mom.
All right, good. Others. Mary, what's your praise this morning?
I just want to thank God for health and strength to wake up this morning feeling good, went to over to the mainland college to feed them ducks early morning. Oh, they were so happy. They're quack, 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 quack. They're like nearly 200 ducks.
200 ducks woke up telling you how happy they were.
Yeah.
None of the geese trying to get you?
Oh, they always try to get you.
Uh-huh.
They go like they're stooshed. I said, well, do you think you are a little deep geese?
Find out where they're laying their eggs, because duck eggs are really hard to come by. I'm always on the lookout for duck eggs.
First thing you say in the morning when you wake up, what you do?
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. When I wake up in the morning, of course I did it this morning. I say, good morning, my Father, I love you. Good morning, Jesus, I love you.
Amen.
Good morning, Holy Spirit, I love you. This is your precious child, Mary, speaking to you. And I feel like a liquid love just wash my soul. Amen. Awesome. Practice it, child. It's beautiful. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, Mary's our quiet one.
All right,
Sherry, what's your other one?
For Mary, my grandson Christian, the other day, we were sitting talking, he says, that lady that sits over here close to me, she just praises God. It's so exciting. And he's 14, and it just made my soul happy for him to.
That's our witness.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. That's awesome. Yeah, Tammy?
Having a closer relationship with my mother, my adoptive mother. She's actually my maternal aunt, but we've butted heads since I've been a late teen, so I feel like she's like the oldest generation now, and that we're having a better relationship than we had in the past. So.
Awesome. That's wonderful. It's a hard thing when families don't have a good relationship within the blood family. And it's a harder thing when spiritual families don't have a good relationship.
Yeah.
Amen.
But God gave us the solutions for all those. We just gotta act on them. Anybody?
You know, it's a blessing this morning. Just to be here and get to hear all the praises to the Lord.
It really is. It really is.
It's a form of worship and praise to the Lord.
We know the Lord's working in our lives all the time, but we don't get to hear it enough. And he ought to get more praise than he does.
Amen.
Amen. Glory.
It's a blessing to get here.
It is.
Sit here and hear it and be a part of it.
It is. The Lord is so generous to us, you know, with the umbrella of protection that he provides for us here in Lighthouse is big. It covers lots and lots of things.
Remember the first song we did this year was We Thank God for His Goodness on January 1st.
Yep.
And that was, you know, the day of the tornadoes. When, of course, we didn't have them here, but, you know, I was in a bus over at the high school. And if it had come there, it would have been trouble. And I kept singing We Thank God for His Goodness.
Yeah, He is good. And He is good all the time, just like we sing. All right. Anybody else?
Yeah. Oh, by one more, too. I got I told her it was Judy's birthday. She wanted a chest of drawers. And I found one of the other towers where I had to put together. So all day, last Saturday, I was putting it all together. And I mean, it took me just about all day to get it done and get it right and everything. And I was waiting for a package from UPS. And I didn't figure it'd come on Saturday. And Saturday night, right at the end of the day, it seemed like the UPS driver comes up there and comes over to my house and says, "This is my package from A&E." He said, "Yes, it is." Hallelujah. I got it.
Yeah, well, praise the Lord.
Supposedly, I don't know how true this is. Somebody delivered a package a couple of days before and it wasn't there, so somebody grabbed it. So.
Yeah, we're having a United Praise service here instead of the parcel service. We got our own UPS going.
That's good, too.
All right, who else? Anybody else? Don't mess it up. Last shot this morning. You might go out and get hit by a Mack truck. That's what they say in Baptist churches. Mack truck. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I'd like to praise God that we're able to be
here. It's Amy, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. We're able to surprise my dad for his 79th birthday last week. And utter shock when we walked in.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And celebrate Camilla's birthday and Michael's aunt's birthday. Turned 92 today.
92 today.
Yes, Nana. Cool. Aunt Lois, not Nana.
And, it sounded like
and just all the thinking. Safe travel. Our oldest son made it back home safely last night, so he's back at home.
Good.
It's a dangerous drive.
Yes.
What part of Alaska?
We're in Valdez. Yeah.
Yeah. Can I ask what day the 79th birthday was?
It was the 27th.
Yeah. A lot of birthdays going on. You know, any day, there's only, you know, 365, yeah.
And praise God for our church leadership.
So every time, you know, somebody's having a birthday in a population this size. Somebody's having a birthday every day. Bob, what's your praise this morning?
Pray for him, too.
I'd like to thank God for leading me and my wife to this church. Like to thank God for this church family, and I got a lot of people in here that are good friends, and we have good conversation, and
amen.
We have good food, and we just have good fellowship. It's just, you know.
Amen. I couldn't begin to tell you what my church family means to me.
Amen.
If you want to experience Christ with skin on, it's going to be the body of Christ, and that's your church family. I mean, it's one thing to know the Lord and to praise and walk in fellowship with the invisible God. It's another thing when you get to experience His presence in God's house with God's people.
Amen.
Do you realize what that means? God, Jesus made a promise to his church. If you go look up the context, it's to his church. That wherever two or three of them are gathered together in his name, that he will be there in their midst.
Amen.
Now think that for a minute. Think about that. God is here in us. But in our midst is different than in us. The fact that the Lord joins us in our midst when we are gathered together, particularly in praise, by the way, because God's Bible says that God inhabits the praises of Israel. He does inhabit our praises. That means even lost people that don't even know the Lord can experience his presence. That's why when you were lost and you would come to church, you didn't like it that much. Because you're in the presence of a holy God and you're not. And that's not a comfortable place to be. But I'll tell you one thing it is, it's an unforgettable place to be.
Amen.
When you come in and you hear the Lord, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, his death and burial and resurrection for our sins, and the presence of the Lord brings that home, you can't be the same afterwards.
Amen.
You just can't. It's an amazing thing. And so, yeah, I am thrilled to be here in and among my church family. Lisa and I have given our lives, literally, and every other way we can to this church.
Very good.
Because that's how you serve Jesus. You serve his people. That's the way it works. It doesn't work some other way. What a glorious privilege it's been to do that. Hi, Francis.
Hi. Oh, welcome back to you. I didn't see you last week.
No, I was sick. I'm not.
All right, Josh, what's your praise, buddy?
I want to praise the Lord for having the ability, the time, day, and financial ability to serve in this church. Because it sounds weird, probably some of y'all, but serving here keeps me centered. You know, the world pulls you in 5-10 different directions.
Yeah.
But being able to serve really keeps you centered.
Okay. It does.
I want to praise the Lord for that opportunity.
It does. The privilege to serve is huge. The value. We're not going to know the value until we get to heaven.
Right.
Gilbert, what's your praise this morning?
Praise the Lord for Lighthouse Baptist Church and the inspiration that Jesus gives us all.
Amen. Yeah, this praise part, you know, there's times that we hardly ever get to the lesson because the praises go on and on and on. And you have never heard me complain about that.
God's not going to complain either.
This is the part that Jesus gets. The rest of it's for us. This is his. It's of tremendous value. Anybody else?
I want to share.
Go ahead, Mary, and then Lisa.
Okay, I want to share. A lot of us is here. I want to share something we talked about with prayer. Well, God is inhabit our praise and all that. I was in a church one time, and Jessica, my grandbaby, was 3 years old. And the pastor said, is there anyone here that need prayer for anybody? Come up front, and I would pray for the person. She didn't say nothing to me. A three-year-old child never said nothing to grandma. She just got up right up to the front. I said, I'm going to follow her and see what she's going up there for. You know what she opened her mouth and said? She said, my father drives an 18-wheeler. Will you please ask God to always protect him?
Aww.
Listen to this. He's been driving for 25 years, never have an accident.
Praise
and
God.
Nothing like
praise
that. God. And every time I think that, I said, I asked a little child one time to pray for me. I said, come on, pray for me. They're so innocent, and God just loved them. Ooh, I just want to share that, because that's exciting.
Suffer the little children, they're coming to me. Amen. Lisa, what's your praise? That's my Lisa, by the way. That's Daryl's Lisa, the other one.
Sorry. I just want to praise the Lord for my health. I have like 4 autoimmune disorders that one of the main things is fatigue. And
when she says that sounds like car trouble, but it's not. It's something else. It's
worse. But I've been doing this since 1980. 98, 99. So, and I was in bed for 3 years, but I thank him that I found doctors that can help me with what I have and be able to come to church, because back then I could only come maybe once a month. It was like when the fibromyalgia was out of control, and I have chronic fatigue and Sjogren's and just a bunch of stuff, but then finding out it was from fragrance chemicals, and that was big, and that was when I got out of bed. So God is good. I mean, I asked him to show me the right doctor. So, I mean, he keeps us going no matter what.
Well, Cecil's not in here yet, but I'll share this praise with him. Francis, you go ahead first, though.
There you go.
No, that's all right. Might take too long. Go ahead.
All right, well, mine's real short. I just want to praise God that I am back in the gym this week, and everything but my back hurts.
Well, that's...
By the way, we got our... Since I haven't been there for a while, we got our Saturday night Bible study that went on about a decade ago, and it's back again now. So, starting January 7th.
All right.
And every other week. So, we had it last night.
Is it the first Sunday after Resurrection Sunday, or the...
Is what?
Our anniversary.
It's May 22nd.
May 22nd.
Your anniversary?
I'm not talking about our wedding anniversary. I'm talking about this church's anniversary.
Oh, April 15th.
It's April
15th.
April 15th.
Our church will be 70 years old.
70 years old.
Wow. This church?
This church. 70 years old.
That was my uncle's anniversary, and he was married 70 years. So.
Oh, yeah.
That's not the building.
Not the building. The building is 21 years old. It's holding up pretty good. This church has been through a lot of trials, a lot of attacks, been through things you wouldn't even believe. And we're not going to go back and talk about all the hard things we've been through. But I just want to praise the Lord for a church that He has kept alive and well for 70 years. Coming up. I've been privileged to be its pastor for 21 years now. And we are still in it together. And the Lord is still saving souls. And we're still seeing wonderful things happen. We'd like to see more numbers. I guess every pastor on earth, every church in the world would like to see more numbers. But I'll tell you one thing we've learned. We've learned that filling the place with saved people is a whole lot more important than filling the place.
Yeah. Amen.
A church that's full of people but not full of saved people is in bad trouble.
Amen.
Gilbert.
Chris, and Lord, for making us the only element, or giving us the grace and ability to bless Him Himself.
Amen.
You know, to praise Him, to glorify
Amen.
Him, to
Amen.
Bless Him. And no,
yeah.
For us to be as small as we are, He gives us that privilege and that right to do so.
The blessings that God has poured out in this place, on this body, the provision that He's provided for us, is nothing short of amazing. And getting to watch it, Brother Cecil's not in here. He's here. I don't know why he's...
He's
in the kitchen? Okay.
Probably needed to talk and get some wisdom.
Okay. He is our elder. He's just slightly younger than Dirt. And I'm just slightly younger than him. So what's that tell you?
You're almost Dirt.
Almost. Oh, hey. Hey.
Oh, now it's...
This was supposed to be a praise time. but you're right, so there we go. Well, any last praises before we get to the lesson? I hope you've been paying attention, because this is what we're going to read and study today. Is you got to wonder what is the Lord trying to teach us with this? So we're in Proverbs 30. We have been teaching through the book of Proverbs for, Harley always reminds me because he keeps track, but I can't remember now. How many years we've been through this time? It's a little over 4 years, but we're about to finish up. And I don't know what we're going to do next. I'm going to ask the Lord, and I bet you he tells me. What do you say? Amen. What do you think? But we are down to verse number 29 of Proverbs chapter 30. Well, last week we talked about ants and conies and spiders.
What was it again?
Proverbs chapter 30, verse 29. And the things that we could learn from those. And we learned some things from the ants and the conies and the spiders and the locusts, the grasshoppers. We forgot about them. Well, I'm going to go back to verse number 24 and start reading there and just read what we were looking at last week. This is words of Agur, the son of Jacob. Even the prophecy, the man spake unto Ithiel, even unto Ithiel and Ucal. It's hard to know for sure who some of these people are. But here's what he said. He said, there be four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise. The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in summer. And they are very difficult to get rid of in Texas. And if they bite you, you're going to know it.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
That's not in here. That's just something I happen to know from personal experience with ants.
Did somebody last week say something about how to kill them?
Yeah, if you have fire ants.
Club soda. Something natural.
Club soda on the bed and it goes away.
If you have fire ants. That's kind of a self-answering question. Yeah, if you have fire ants. If you don't have fire ants, I would really like to know what your secret is. But anyway.
Moved
to Alaska. No, are there no fire ants? Have they not made it there yet?
Praise God. And no
snakes. Well, let me tell you something. They're coming. They will find a way.
Yes, they will.
They always find a way.
There
used to be no fire ants in the Midwest. But there are fire ants in the Midwest now. The conies. This is not something you buy at... At what's the name of that place where we went for our wedding, for our anniversary?
James Coney Island.
Yeah, these are different kind of conies. These are not hot dogs with chili. These are they look like an overgrown guinea pig, and that's about what they are. They're their official name was Hyrax. Hyrax. They live in the rocks. They make their houses in the rocks. Because predators, they have no chance against predators except where they were able to make their house and hide. And Jesus is our rock. And our church family are the little stones. And if we don't make our, build our lives in the rocks and on the rock, we don't have a rash chance against the predator that's out there like a roaring lion seeking to devour us. I like that old expression. He doesn't have a rash chance. Well, you could say, well, he doesn't have a coney's chance there. So. Locusts have no king, yet they go they forth, all of them, by bands. How do they know? But they do know. The Lord put it in them. You ladies taught your children how to suck. Did you?
No.
They knew. How did they know? God put it in them. Just like he put the GPS thing in the God positioning system, GPS.
Thank you, God.
The spider taketh hold with her hands and is in king's palaces. And then he says, there be three things, this is for today, there be three things which go well. Yea, four are comely in going. What in the world is comely? Nobody uses that word today, but it still means something.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Pleasant to look at.
Yea, four are comely in going. a lion, which is strongest among beasts, and turneth not away for any. That's pretty much true. There are a few things that can stand up against a lion, but very, very few. And a greyhound. How many times is that word used in the Bible? You're looking at it. This is it right here. What does that mean? It means some fleet animal as slender in waist. Slender in the waist. Well, that's not talking about many of us. That's
definitely not me.
I thought
it was
talking about a bus.
A greyhound. And he goat also, and a king against whom there is no rising up. Now, here's your challenge for today. What in the world are we going to learn from a lion being strongest among beasts? What is there for us to learn from that? I looked up a lot of scriptures about lion, and there's quite a few scriptures about lions. The one that impressed me the most is the one the Lord used back in chapter 28 of Proverbs, and that's what here's what that one says. 28:1. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Now, we have learned enough from Proverbs to know that when the Bible's talking about the wicked, who that's talking about. And we've learned enough to know that when the Bible talks about the righteous, we know who that's talking about. So would someone like to define that for everybody?
Believers and unbelievers.
Believers and unbelievers. That's exactly who that's talking about. Come in late, you can sit on the front row. That's how that works. All right. All right, what are we learning from the lion?
Lions are bold and they're strong.
Bold and strong. The righteous are bold like a lion. Are all the righteous bold like lions?
No.
Gilbert, go ahead.
He's considered to be the king of the beasts.
King of beasts, lions, the king of the jungle. I'll tell you what I'm thinking when I read this. I know that all of the righteous are not bold. But I also know that all of the righteous could be bold.
Amen.
That's true.
By knowledge. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wisdom.
And ask him for what you lack.
Yeah. The Bible tells us if we lack wisdom, to ask. Do you pray for wisdom specifically?
Yes.
How's that working for you?
It's getting better. Not great, but getting better.
I pray for good decision making every day when I drive a school bus.
Yeah.
Amen.
Basically the same thing, I guess.
Wisdom is, there are some things that come instantly. When you put your trust in Jesus Christ to save you from your sins, put your trust in what he did for you on Calvary as the payment. In his blood, the Bible says it's through faith in his blood. It is the result of that. Is that a long process or is that an instantaneous process?
Salvation is instant.
There is a process involved, but salvation is instant. A lot of people don't realize there is a process involved. The Bible says that what it takes to be saved is to believe. And if you look up that word, you'll find that it's a Greek word. It's pistuo. It means to put in trust with. And the process involves something that common sense will teach you. And can you put your trust in something that you're not sure about? You really can't. You can't. You might want to, but you can't really do that. You can say, oh, I trust you, and you can pray prayers and you can do all these things, but to genuinely trust you have to know a few things. Bob?
I would say, can you trust anything without knowing? Not in this world. But when you trust God, He is not of this world. And that's what puts us in another pocket. We can, you know, nurture it.
Well, trust, believe is the Greek word pistuo. Faith is the Greek word pistis. One of them is a verb. One's a noun, actually. To have faith or to believe, believe means to have faith. It's a process. This is why when people are seeking the Lord, when they are open to the gospel and we are teaching them, we always start with the Bible.
Amen.
We teach them that the Bible is God's word.
Amen.
If you're going to teach somebody to put their trust in Jesus, who is Jesus today? He's the Savior. Who does John say Jesus is today? John chapter 1. He is the Word made flesh and dwelt among us. Whatever you do with the Word of God is what you do with Jesus.
Amen.
That's who He is. If people doubt God's Word, if they don't know that this is God's Word. By the way, you know, we were talking about people with high numeric birthdays earlier, 92 and 79 and such. There was a day, Brother Cecil, you can attest to this. We were talking about how old you were today. Your birthday was yesterday, right? Yeah.
Happy birthday. 89.
There was a day when almost everyone knew that these 66 books that I'm holding here was the Word of God, and is the Word of God. There was a day when that was a generally known fact. That day has come and gone. It's long gone. Most people today, one of the first things I ask people when we sit down to teach the Bible classes or wherever they are, I say, do you believe that the Bible really is the Word of God? And the honest ones say, well, I'm not real sure. And I don't have a problem with that answer because that lets me present the facts.
Amen.
And there's plenty of facts, plenty of evidence, no shortage whatsoever. God has left us plenty able to prove that this really is God's Word. Well, yeah, I believe it is. I say, okay. My next question then was, how do you know? Well, my parents told me it was. Now, Camilla's here with her son, and she's probably the one that taught him that this was God's Word. But the next question I asked him, I said, did your parents ever teach you anything that wasn't quite exactly right? Well, yeah. I said, well, what if this had been one of them? How do you know this is God's Word? You need to know for sure. Amen. How can you trust the Jesus of the Bible if you don't trust the Bible? That's a pretty obvious answer, actually, when you think about it, is that you can't. You know, there's an interesting concept going on here. I don't know how we got from a lion to this, but anyway, there's an interesting concept going on here. And that is, we'll go back to look at it here in a minute. This is John chapter 1. Let me just remind you of what it says in John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. If the Word was God, what is the Word now? Still, it is what it was. It hasn't changed. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world. Now, we're not talking about John anymore. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. The Bible does not say, as many as received him became the sons of God. What it says, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. You're not going to heaven because you believe the word is true. You're going to heaven because you act upon what you learn from the word. What is in the word that gives you power to become a child or a son of God? You're going to find the gospel in the Bible, in the word. The Bible says, Romans 1:16, Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the what?
The power
unto salvation to the Jew first and also the Greek. That's talking about the rest of us Gentiles. The power to be saved is in the Bible. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is why people must understand and know that the Bible really is the word of God. Because until you trust that truth, what's that called in the Bible, by the way? There's a term in Ephesians, it's only once in the Bible, it's called first trust. There's something that you have to trust before you can put your trust in Jesus. The only way that you have of knowing about Jesus and what he did is from the Bible. If you don't trust the Bible first, how are you going to put your trust in Jesus? Now, you can pretend, you can pray a prayer, you can repeat after me or somebody else that doesn't know how to lead people to Christ, but that's not real trust, is it? Real trust only comes one way. It comes from genuinely understanding that the Bible really is the Word of God. And then when in the Word of God you see the promise. I remember the night I got saved like it was yesterday. It was in 1977, and that was a long time ago. 1977 to me doesn't seem like it ought to be a long time ago, but it really is a long time ago. How many of you were not here in 1977? A bunch of babies, look at you.
I don't count.
Yeah, that's all right. You're blessed. You are blessed. You have youth on your side still. Salvation is an instant thing once you understand. Wisdom, however, the ants are exceeding wise, it says. Wisdom doesn't come so quick. The only thing that comes that after which wisdom comes is the experience. Experience. You look it up, you're going to find that knowledge with experience will get arrive at wisdom.
I heard wisdom is seeing life from God's point of view. Good definition I've heard.
Well, that's not a bad thought at all. But wisdom comes through experience. A lion is strongest among beasts and turneth not away for any. The little things on earth, the four little things that we were given, ants, conies, locusts, and the spiders, are exceeding wise. But that's not said of the most beautiful things, necessarily. There be three things which go well. Four are beautiful in going, or comely in going. The lion, the greyhound, a he-goat. Is there some kind of distinction of a he-goat? If you look that up, it means something that refers to something that will butt with its head.
That's a male goat.
Ram.
A ram. Man, right? Is a ram a goat? Well, a ram is a male sheep.
Yeah, see?
A he-goat is a male goat.
Yeah.
And they're distinctive in Scripture. Go ahead, Josh.
Could all of this, verse 30 and 31, could all this be pointing to kind of, it's all these animals face their problems. Like the goat will face and butt it. The lion won't turn away from an issue. The king will deliberate, deal with the issue, doesn't turn away from it.
He will give the charge. He'll sound the charge.
Yeah. Turn, face, and deal with the issue.
Yeah. Okay. All right. The righteous are bold as a lion. I really like that. If there's anything I'd like to be, and I've tried to be, for the Lord, is to be bold. Sometimes it's gotten me in trouble. Other times it's worked out. Some of you have tried it and found the same thing to be true. Would you like to be bold as a lion?
Sometimes.
Because there's so many people out there that are so ready to knock you down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What's the opposite of bold as a lion?
Weak.
I would think timid as a lamb would probably be the other side of that coin. What are we? Are we lions or are we lambs?
Sheep.
Well, we're lambs.
I think there's a time and place for each kind of
commercial.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're supposed to be bold, and other times you're maybe meant to listen more.
Oh, all right. Wait a minute. Sometimes you're meant to be bold. Other times you're meant to be...
To listen instead of talk, you know?
All right. Well, is...
Being bold, I think, as being like, you know...
Go ahead.
Aggressive?
Yeah. Okay. All right. I don't know if that's an accurate assumption, but it's certainly an assumption, common assumption, that to be bold is to be aggressive. Yeah?
Would be bold be more along the lines of being strong and stand fast?
I think so, yeah. Bold as a lion turns not away for any. We're going to close it up chapter 30 with these two last verses next week, Lord willing. And then after next week, we're going to start chapter 31, which is the virtuous woman of Scripture. All you ladies need to make sure you do not miss the next several weeks of this Bible class. And all you men need to make sure that your ladies do not miss the next several weeks of this Bible class. Go ahead, Lisa.
If I remember correctly, the 31st Psalm is addressed to a man. So I think the men should make sure they're here.
31st Psalm.
I mean Proverb, sorry. Was written to a man.
The first nine verses were written to a man. And we will look to see if he paid attention or not. And Brother Jerry, the advice, the third thing that she taught him, actually the first thing that she taught him was, give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways which to that which destroyeth kings. And he did both. And if you came along and asked how that's working for you today, he would tell you that didn't work out really well. We're going to learn a lot from this next several weeks. Proverbs 31 You probably learn as much from this chapter as you will, as you did from the previous 30 chapters. There is a wealth of information here on a tremendous range of subjects. Everything from alcohol to how to make a living. Multiple sources of income.
You're a bartender.